There we go. So thank you for having us this morning and for letting us lead you in the service. It's a great privilege to be with you back again. So as you heard earlier on, a large part of our work in North Wales was leading youth clubs. And when I used to do the talks in the youth clubs, I used to love getting the young people to be involved in some way. I mean, less work for me, but also they just enjoyed the interaction. It was pointed out to me by our supervisor that normally when I lead, somehow it always includes chocolate or sweets. Any way to get chocolate or sweets in, I would use it as an illustration in a game they would be in. But this morning, I'm going to do something where you can have the opportunity to take part if you're up for it. Really sorry. There will not be any sweets or chocolate, but it just means we can save ourselves for next week when we can have all we want. So I'm going to show you some pictures that are going to come up on the screen. If you know what's in the picture or who's in the picture, just shout it out. Don't be shy. But it's not just that simple. There's more. There's going to be one theme, one thing that connects all of these pictures together. So once you've gone through the pictures, I will come back and I'll ask you to see if you've worked out what the link was between the pictures. Okay, are we ready? Here's the first picture. Simpsons. The Simpsons, yes, okay, nice. Okay, our second picture, please. Okay, who can tell me what's in this picture?
Cheetahs.
Cheetahs, we've got some lovely cheetahs in our second picture. Our third picture, who are these people? The Obamas, Barack Obama, there we go. It's a lovely picture of them all. What's in this picture? Meerkats. I had to include that because it was just the sweetest picture ever. So you've got some meerkats there. I love the little two at the front who are hugging. Who can tell me who these are? Yes, Little House on the Prairie. I used to love this when I was little. It was one of my favourite programmes. Okay, so there we have all of our pictures. So who can tell me what the one thing is that connects all of those pictures together? Yes, at the back. Families, well done, yeah. So in all of the pictures, they're all families in some way or other. And families are so important in our lives today. So I started thinking about, well, what really is family? So if you were to look up in the dictionary what is family, you might find a definition that goes a little bit like this. A group of people who live together, including parents and children, as a unit. So after hearing that, I wonder if this morning we could add another picture into the mix. So if I were to take a picture of all of us here this morning, could we add that to the mix? Now, perhaps you're thinking, well, we're not literally biologically related, so no. Well, that's right, we're not really. But we are all part of one family, and that is God's family. Like we heard earlier in John 1, it says, "Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God." Each and every one of us has the right to become children of God, not by our own effort, but through God. When we recognise who God is, just like those people did on the first Palm Sunday, when they recognised who he was and that the barrier between them and God had been broken to be able to have a relationship with him and accept him into our lives, we become God's children. He becomes our Heavenly Father. And it's just so amazing and so special that we can sit here and we can stand here today and say that we are part of God's family. And sometimes when the world is so busy and things keep changing every 5 minutes, like it seems, we can sometimes forget the importance and what it means to us to be a part of God's family. And that's what we're going to look a little bit at this morning. So when we believe in God and everything he's done for us in the crucifixion and the resurrection, and we accept him into our lives, it means we've been forgiven. We can live without fear of our past, fear of all of the mistakes and the sins that we have made, and experience life to the fullest. We've been forgiven because God, he loves us so, so much. And that's the first thing about God's family is love. Because God's family is just so full of love. It's overflowing with love. Even though we're not perfect and we do things that hurt God, he still loves us. When I was younger, I used to be a little bit naughty sometimes. I know that's really hard to believe, but I was. So back home in our house, we have a drawer that connects our dining room and our hall. And in the door, there's this really nice glass with this really intricate pattern on it. It's really nice. And also, I have one sister who's older than me. And like sisters and siblings do, we would argue. And I remember one time we were arguing, and we were both in the dining room, and I was really annoyed with something. I can't remember what it was, but I stormed off through the hall. And to try and make a point, I slammed the door in between the hall and the dining room. And you can probably guess what happened next. The glass just shattered. I remember after that, Mum and Dad just running down the stairs to see what on earth they had just heard. And they were very annoyed with me because of what I had done. But it didn't mean that they didn't love me anymore. Even though I'd done something that was wrong and I shouldn't have done, it didn't mean they loved me any less. Because after all of the kerfuffle had happened, I went to them and I said to them how sorry I was for what I had done. And instead of acting in the way I thought they would, I did get told off, but they said, "Hannah, we love you. It's okay. You acted in a way that you shouldn't have done. You were being immature and you were fighting with your sister, but we still love you regardless." I did have to tidy the mess that was all over the place and help in a new way with a new glass, but I'd been forgiven. And my parents loved me regardless of all of that. And it's the same thing with God. Because he loves us no matter what we do. Even though we do things that still hurt him, and we make a mess, he still loves us because we are his children. And there's no need for us to tidy the mess like I had to do with a glass, because God has done that already. Like we remember in this week leading up to Easter, God has tidied that mess for us already. There are some amazing verses in Ephesians 3, and it says this, "And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God." That is a type of love we can experience as part of God's family, a love that is unconditional, that has no end. Love that's so amazing, we can't get our heads around it. That is what we can experience as part of God's family. And we can live knowing that we're loved, every single one of us, by our Heavenly Father, and it's not conditional. We don't deserve that love, but God still chooses to share it with us. He has totally within reason to turn his back on us because of everything we have done against him and all the hurt we have caused him, but he doesn't. Nothing can stand in the way of that love. And today, I wonder, have you become part of God's family? And if you have already, are you living life, experiencing and knowing that you are loved by God? Because you can. The next thing about God's family is the fellowship. Even though we know the forgiveness and love that comes from God, life can be difficult. Living as Christians doesn't mean we're going to have an easy ride. It doesn't mean that we're not going to go through difficult times, because we will. And some of those times we won't be able to cope on our own. But because we are part of God's family, we can go straight to God and just give him our burdens and he will take them. But also there is more. The definition of family said a group of people that live together, including parents and children, as a unit. If you notice, it says a group of people, not just one person by their own, but a group. But also it says children, not just child. If I'm stressing the point enough, you realise there's always more than one person. You're never on your own. We are never on our own as God's children. We have a fellowship and a family that we can be together. And they are our brothers and sisters in Christ. It's like one massive extended family, which I think is just awesome. Christians over England, Wales, America, Africa, Asia, they are all our brothers and sisters in Christ and part of the same family that we are a part of. So, because of that, we can put our trust into them and we can depend on them and share all of the things that happen in our lives, our fears, our worries, and we can ask them for help. It says in 1 Thessalonians 5, "Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing." Encouragement. That's the word that stands out to me there. And that is just something that is so important. We have a responsibility to encourage and support those who are in God's family. Well, how, you may be asking? Well, it says in Galatians 6, "Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers." But the good thing is, we're not expected to do this without any guidance or being thrown into the deep end, because we have someone who has shown us an amazing example to follow, and that's Jesus. And God has equipped us with this and shown his example of how we can do this practically. So praying, spending time with people, going out of our way to help people through practical or physical help. Because that's what Jesus did when he was on the earth. He didn't let anybody suffer by themselves. That's why it's so important for us as a body of Christians, as a family of God, to come together in fellowship. There isn't any family who is the ideal family. It may look like everything's going really well on the outside, but at times they will be struggling and they will go through hardship. Lots of us will be familiar with the story of Ruth and Naomi. So Naomi, she had a husband and two sons. And then Ruth was married to one of the sons and Orpah was married to the other. And it was all going really well for them. But then the family came across a great tragedy. Naomi's husband and her two sons both died in a very short space of time, which must have been completely devastating. And because of that, Naomi decided that she was going to go back to her hometown, to her family and the people she knew. So she said to Ruth and Orpah, her daughters-in-law, she said, "You go back to your hometowns. I've got nothing else to give you. I can't have any more sons for you to marry. You're better off to go to your hometown where you can be with your family and in the familiarities of the things you know." So after some convincing, that's what Orpah decided to do. She went back to her hometown. But Ruth didn't. She said to Naomi, "Where you go, I go. Where you stay, I stay. Your people will be my people and your God, my God." She even went as far to say, "Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried." They were going through so much hardship as a family. But because they were family, Ruth helped and supported Naomi because they knew that through the hard times, God was going to be with them. And we all know that that's what happened, because at the end of the book of Ruth, we read that God blessed them and Ruth married again and she had a son. When someone in God's family is going through difficult times, we should be like Ruth and follow her example, taking our stand with them and saying, "Look, I'm going to be there for you, whatever it takes and whatever way you need me, because we are united and part of the same family, so I'm going to stand with you and help you." There's a quote that I just love by Nikki Gumbel, and it sort of brings together everything that we've been thinking about. It says, "Church is not an organisation you join. It's a family where you belong, a home where you are loved, and a hospital where you find healing." To the core, that's what church is, and that's what God's family is. It's the only place where we can feel truly at home, where we can feel like we truly belong, and we can truly heal, and we can do this together. It's not something that's going to change depending on different situations. This is something that is going to be a constant. And if we're people that help each other and support each other, it's going to take sacrifice. For Ruth, her sacrifice was leaving behind her family, her friends, all of the things she was familiar with, and staying with Naomi and going back with her. That was her sacrifice. To us today, our sacrifices are going to be different. It could be losing some of our time just by talking to someone and spending time with them, going out of our way to go and visit someone who may be struggling, even spending some of our money to buy someone a coffee or take them out for a meal. But that's what God's called us to do as part of God's family, to invest in other people. And as a fellowship together, how can we express God's love between each other and to others? And are we willing to do it, no matter what the sacrifice is? Because when we truly know God's love and we act upon it, we can become light in our communities, in our families, with our friends and in our towns. A few months ago was the BAFTAs, the British Academy of Film and Television Arts Awards. It's a bit of a mouthful. Where actors will go and they celebrate all of their awards and their achievements together. I don't have an interest in it at all. I like watching films, I like watching programmes, but I'm interested in the BAFTAs. So it's not a surprise that I didn't watch it. But I did see a clip from the BAFTAs that when I saw it, it just really stood out for me and really hit me quite hard. One of the winners was a lady called Letitia Wright. She is famous for being in the film Black Panther, which is a Marvel film, if any of you are Marvel fans, you may know her. So she won one of the awards. And she went up to the stage, and just with any awards ceremony, you have to give a speech. And most people really drag on with their speech. They go up and they say, oh, I want to thank my mum, my dad, my second cousin, my hamster. I want to thank them all, because without them, I just wouldn't be standing here. And they drag it on. That's the type of speech you hear more often, and they're so similar and just so boring. But the first thing that Letitia said in her speech when she got up to the stage was, I identify myself as a child of God, and I cannot get up here without thanking God. In front of millions and millions of people, in the theatre, on the TV, who, let's face it, will not be Christians, well, the majority of them, people who've turned their backs on God, who are living in the darkness, who do not know the love and forgiveness that God has available for them in his family. And the first thing, and the most important thing for her to say, was that I am a child of God, and that she was part of God's family. And I was really taken aback when I saw this, because I thought, if I was in her situation, would I have the confidence and just the faith to just say that, no matter what the people were thinking and what they were going to say about me? And the answer is, there shouldn't be any reason why I should feel like that. I should be able and want to go out and stand my ground like she did. Because if we are part of God's family and we know the love and forgiveness, it's not something we want to keep quiet. It's something we want to share. Because he did so much for us by dying on the cross. We can't keep that quiet. She goes on in his speech to say, I want to encourage you. If you're going through hard times, that God made you and God loves you. And she closes with these words, just four little words, and it's these. Let your light shine. If we all know the forgiveness and love that God has given to every single one of us that are in his family, we should be willing to shine our lights so the whole world can know that we are in relationship with God and see the difference God can make in our lives. Don't worry, I'm not standing here this morning saying that you have to go and find a stage where there's millions and millions of people in front of you and you have to stand there and say, I am a child of God. I'm not. If you want to, that is amazing. But there are other ways that we can show God's love and we can show that we are part of his family. We can do this by taking any opportunity we may have. If we have opportunities with our friends, with our family, our neighbours, our work colleagues, any situation like that, we can just take the opportunities we have to share God with them and to share the invitation that they also have to become a part of God's family. Perhaps they may not have heard it before. It may be something completely new to them. Or they just need to know that there is someone out there who loves them, who's on their side, and will never let them down. So this morning, if you're searching for God's love, or you need to know and experience it in a new way, all you need to do is go to our loving Heavenly Father and ask him to show you his love and forgiveness to you, and that you will just be filled with a new understanding and a comprehension of it. Because we can all live our lives to the full as part of his family, together with our brothers and sisters. So this week, just let us be like Letitia Wright, to know in our hearts, know deep in our hearts, and have a willingness to say to others, I am a child of God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that through your love, through what you have done for us already, we can be a part of your family and we can become your children. Thank you that in your family, we can experience life to the fullest. We can experience an amazing life. We don't deserve it, but you still want to share it with us and let us be part of your family. Thank you for your love that you have given to us, a love that is never ending, without a start or a finish. Help us to live our lives knowing fully that we are loved and to experience it every single day. However, whatever we're going through, help us to know that we can turn to you. We can turn to our brothers and sisters in Christ and to help each other through the hard times, because that's what you've called us to do. And help us to be people who are willing and ready to support them, no matter what the cost is. Lord, this isn't something that you ask us to keep quiet. We're not called to keep this quiet. So help us to have the confidence to share you, to share your love and the family that we are part of with those who are around us and those who have not yet experienced it. Lord, we ask you to give us confidence to share it and be lights for you in our families, with our friends, and in our communities. Help us all to experience everything it means to be part of your family in a new way. Help us to experience your forgiveness and your love so much that it's just overflowing in our lives. Lord, we want to see your family growing. We want to see people turn to you, and we want to see people come to be part of your family and to see your kingdom come in Birmingham, across the UK, and across the world, because we know that it's the most amazing thing that any of us can ever do and to become part of your amazing family. We thank you for these things in your special name. Amen.